Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
No one is born as a superhero. And nobody is naturally born as being a strong and confident personality. These are things that from time to time, from situation to situation, start to emerge from inside of you, because it's growing inside of you based on how you are behaving towards yourself. Step by step, build something up about yourself, about your life, about your character and personality that will give you some strong fundament in order to tackle everything that this world is going to throw at you.
16 years of boring, grueling ass work. That's how you become the person you want to be. If you're not willing to do it for 10 years, don't even bother, because that's how long it takes. There is no shortcut. There is no secret. There's no fast thing I can give you. I can tell you that if you don't like where your life is right now or what it feels like, that's all you need to change.
You, I'm talking to you. You right there, you. You ain't tired yet. You out there being somebody that you're not. And guess what? You just keep losing. You don't feel right because you wanted to be accepted by a bunch of people that don't even accept themselves. When you gonna say fuck the crowd and start accepting you? When you gonna cut the fuck it button on and say fuck what they think? Huh? What you scared for? You think time is on your side? Time is not on your side. The only thing you got on your side is the decision to let go of everything that's not supportive to you. Let go. Get free. Be you. Love you. Respect yourself enough to choose you. Say yes to you and no to them.
When you're in hell, just keep walking forward each and every day. Stay focused on where you need to get to and keep taking the actions to get to where you need to get to.
Most people stop when it hurts, but there are a few who keep going when it's dark.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader. Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
Anything can be learned. I can start playing golf like Tiger Woods. The only thing that separates me to Tiger Woods is desire and repetition.
Look me in the eye. It's okay if you're scared. So am I. But we're scared for different reasons. I'm scared of what I won't become. Are you scared of what I could become?
Man, I've trained 99% of my life alone. No one pat me on the back. I did all the work alone.
Over and over and over. So when you bugger off to the pub, or you sit and watch your favorite TV program, and I study charts, I go over the trading day. Just like Tiger Woods, he created a new wave of sincerity about golf. When everyone else hit the clubhouse, he went and worked out. And there's no shortcuts. You can't buy a book, you can't attend a course, you can't listen to anyone. You see, you can't be taught anything. I cannot teach you anything. You have to decide to teach yourself. I can guide you, but ultimately you, in any endeavor in life, you have to want it yourself. And that's what separates the 99% with the 1%, the ones that truly dream and dare and go for their goals and their vision.
I won't let myself end where I started. I won't let myself finish where I began. I know what is within me, even if you can't see it yet. Look me in the eyes. I have something more important than courage. I have patience. I will become what I know I am.
We don't rise to the standards we have when others are watching. We fall to the standards we have when no one is watching. The only work that really matters is the work that no one sees. It shows you who you really are rather than who you say you are.
I ran today, I went to the gym today, I did this and this today, I studied today. I have about 8 hours off. And those 8 hours are glorious to me. And every day you go back out and you start earning that. And every day you wake up, it sucks. And when it's over, you feel better. It sucks, you feel better. And as you get going, as every step you take in that journey, as you're like, every step I take, I'm like, all right, look, you're beating the demon again.
Two key words, delayed gratification. I want to be huge. I want to be big. I want to look dice or at any endeavor at all. You got to be kind of content with doing the exact same thing, basically, day after day after day, and making reasonable progress. The more impatient somebody is, this is rocket science, the less likely it is that they're going to stick to something for a long time. And like 99% of any cool shit that anybody does ever usually takes a lot of preparation and practice and just repetitive action to get good at.
I don't know what to do, so what should I do? Well, nothing. I'll wait around until I figure out what to do. Slayer. No, you should put together a bad plan and you should implement it, because even if you fail in the implementation, you'll gather information.
Yes.
And you can rectify the plan. Staying in that malaise until you know what to do makes you get older and more miserable and you gather no information along the way. A bad plan is a good idea.
Yes, it's going to take years. Yes, it's going to be really hard. But what the fuck were you planning on doing instead? Because here's the thing, you already know it's going to take years. You already know it's going to be hard, uncomfortable, and slow. That's not the problem. The problem is that deep down, part of you is still hoping there's a shortcut. But there isn't. There is just the work, the repetition, the silence, the part where no one claps and nothing happens for a while. And the truth is, most people can't handle that part. So they quit, or they stop. Or they start over again and again, just to avoid sitting in it. The time is going to pass either way. So what were you planning on doing instead? Scroll, tweak the plan for the 15th time, keep talking about your potential without actually doing anything with it. This is the trade. You either suffer now through the process or suffer later with regret. That's it. Those are your options. One hurts, the other haunts. So no, it won't be fast. And no, it won't be easy, but it will be worth it if you're willing to pay for it in advance.
All those failures, they were great for me to examine where I was f***ing up at along the way. Self-talk without real work is just a lie. If you didn't study for your big exam and you go into it saying, I'm going to pass it,
yep.
No, you're not. So my self-talk is me reminiscing back on the struggle to get to this moment. So basically, you have to put yourself in the moment a million times.
Here's how to achieve anything you want in life. A clear vision, daily learning, daily building, persistence, and iteration. Those need to be the highest priority in your life. But most people don't know what they want because they haven't reflected on what they don't want for multiple years. And most people don't learn because true learning is very painful. It's not about memorization or grades. Most people don't build, they dabble. They try things over and over again only to get that small spurt of dopamine when they make initial progress, but when that flatlines, they quit. And last, most people don't improve when they fail. They get discouraged and lose the internal mental battle between their lower self and their higher self. Don't be most people.
Do you run away from something? Do you run towards something? Failure is a compelling protagonist towards achieving your goals. So use failure. Be scared, be very scared of failure, and you will succeed. The most successful minds in the world, they are profoundly scared of going bust, and they work double hard. There is no magic pill. The only way you do that is through sheer grit and determination.
If there's one message I want you to walk away with today, it's this. Your purpose does not have to be your job. Your purpose does not have to be big. Your purpose does not have to make you money. Your purpose does not have to make you famous. Your purpose can be something you do on the weekends. Your purpose can be something you do in the evenings. Your purpose is something no one can take away from you. So find something you care about. Find something that breaks your heart open a little. And then get involved. You don't need $1 million. You don't need a title. Use your passion in the service of others, and it will become your purpose.
The most important conversation you'll ever have is the one you have with yourself. You wake up with it, you walk around with it, eventually you'll act on it.
You can't do nothing. Sitting around and thinking about what you want to do is not going to get anything done. Despite the fact you don't have this big mission that you want to pursue, that doesn't mean there's not things that you need to get good at. We need to be preparing for when that opportunity arises. We need to be preparing and positioning ourselves for when the mission shows up. You don't get to choose when that inspiration shows up, when that idea shows up, when that problem that inspires you to create a solution shows up. You don't get to choose any of that. But what you can choose is how prepared you are and the skill set that you have to be able to climb that mountain.
Life is continued work. It's constant learning. I don't even, you know, we should constantly be working, maybe not physically working, but we could be spiritually, emotionally working toward bettering ourselves and bettering the lives of others around us. So I get really afraid of those little comfort, you know, those things that make us feel like, you know, we did something great, because I've done nothing. I've done nothing.
Me and other me holding the whip behind me to see how much I can take. But with each lash of the whip that I take, learning that I can take it, as long as you keep going, you bear witness to yourself of what you are capable of. And I find that incredibly satisfying in the trenches of misery when you have to go through it.
But everything is your fault. Everything is your fault comes back to, like, you are the CEO of your life. If a business succeeds, whose fault is it? The person who orchestrated, I was like, the CEO. He said, if a business fails, whose fault is it? I said, the CEO. He said, Rob, if you get to the end of your life and it's not what you wanted it to be, and you didn't create the life that you wanted to, make the money that you wanted to, have the success, the love, the happiness, travel to places that you wanted to, whose fault would it be? And I said, it'd be my fault. And he said, if you did create the life that you wanted to, you had the love, the happiness, the abundance, everything that you wanted, whose fault would that be? And I said, it'd be my fault. And he said, the problem with you is you're treating this life as if you're the victim And what you need to realize is that everything that happens to you is your fault, and that your life won't change until you decide that you want to be the CEO of your life.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In order for something new to come, something old must go. And that old can sometimes mean let go of what you know until now. Empty the cup.
We chose this path. It's a damn hard one. You owe it to yourself to see it through.
Why? We all ask why we should work this hard. Why take that many classes? Why go to school that many years? You know, why take the notes? Why read the books? Why work that hard? Why put yourself through the push-ups and the disciplines? Why? Good question, what? Best answer to why, I think, is the second question. Why not?
It's time to take all of that negativity, all of those labels that were tried to be thrown at you, it's time to take all of them and wear them as badges of honor. Oh, you told me that I was weak? You told me that I would never be anything? Watch me become successful. Everything that people throw at you to bring you down, it makes the victory sweeter when you get to the top of a mountain. That's why they throw it at you. It's meant to be part of your story.
Only weak motherfuckers in life go after things and attempt things they already know they can achieve. You've got to do something you not quit, sure. Try something new if you want to switch it up. That's where growth comes, man. That's where your body's forced to adapt, forced to suffer the discipline today, so you never suffer the form of regret tomorrow.
There is no story without a plot. There is no story without a villain trying to bring the hero down. That's why we watch the movies. That's why we read the stories. We want to see that story of triumph. It's what inspires us deep down within to take the same action.
What is something that all the successful people who have ever lived or who will ever live have in common? It is the first step. They have all and all will have an unwavering commitment to take the critical first step. All dreams, ambitions, and goals have this in common. You have to start. You have to take the first step.
Instead of making huge plans with huge steps, better think about how to structure your 24 hours and put a little bit of what you want to develop there inside that day.
No matter what you are going through,
in life. How sad you are, how much pain you're feeling, the trauma that you're going through, you are strong enough to see another day. And it's not about being 100% every single day. It's about just showing up. That's what I do. No matter what the odds, no matter how I'm feeling, I show up every single day.
I had made the decision that I would either die or I would succeed. For anyone who's going through it right now, the refrain, the repeated message that I had to myself over and over again was, I cannot lose if I do not quit. And so if I could just have that, then it meant like it was like this tiny little thing. It's like, if I don't quit, I didn't lose. It just means I still get to play.
We may encounter many defeats, but we must not be defeated. That in fact, it may be necessary to encounter defeats so we can know who the hell we are. What can we overcome? What makes us stumble and fall and somehow miraculously rise and go on?
You are the hero in this story. You are the hero in your story. And now you can take all of that negativity, all of that pain, and you can use it to hurt people. You can use it to dish out the same negativity, the same hurt that you received. Or you can take that pain, take all of that hurt, and use it as the reason to never see it in the world again.
Listen to people that are going to tell you that you can't do it. Don't listen to haters, don't listen to naysayers, don't listen to people that give you advice that tell you to slow down or you shouldn't do it or you can't do it or time's not right or any of those other things. Those are dream stealers. They were sent to you to see if you'll overcome them. They were sent to you to test your resiliency. And if you can overcome that, if you just discard all of that stuff and you get clear on those other things, you've got a really good chance of doing something great with your life. And just remember what you were put here to do. You're not a mistake. You're not here by an accident. You were born to do something great with your life.
The easy route never pays well. The only route in life that pays well is the hard route. The struggle, the pain, the frustration, and the overcoming of those things. And not only do they pay, they fulfill you as well. Because it shows the people around you what is possible, and there's nobility in that.
If you only did what you were supposed to do when you were motivated to do it, that's leaving it to chance. But if you're disciplined, you go do what you're supposed to do. That's the way it works.
One trait that predicts success, that one more attempt at a set or a rep in the gym, that one more plate that you're going to put on when you're working out, that one more mile that you're going to run, that one more time when you fell on your ass and you're going to get back up, that one more time that you're going to make an attempt at your life's ambitions. That is the separator between average people and savage people.
In every family, there's the one. And that one changes that family forever. In my family, I'm the one. I'm the one. I'm the one who lost sleep at night. I'm the one who got up early. I'm the one who carried the emotional burden of winning. Just like you are. You're the one.
The greatest test that anything can withstand, it's time. Just give it time. It'll reveal itself.
Setbacks, problems, adversity, opposition, challenges are expected but never permanent. Like, I want you to pick up what I'm telling you, man. Setbacks, adversity, opposition, challenges, problems, it's to be expected.
When you're trying to do something hard, what your brain does is give you something else hard to do that's not quite as hard so that you can feel justified in not doing the thing you're supposed to because you're doing something else useful. And if you give in to that temptation, which you often will, then it wins. And because it wins, it gets a little dopamine kick and it grows stronger. Anything you let win, the internal argument, grows.
How can you beat someone who cannot fucking quit? How can you beat someone who every time they go through a hard time, they get better and they get stronger instead of getting weaker and getting demoralized?
Like, we all gonna go through something. Like, I love the quote that say, we all got problems. What makes us different is how we solve them. It's expected, but never permanent.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app, with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You always have to be the person who roots for you before everybody else does.
One day you'll wake up and realize the potential you had, knowing you've chosen comfort over effort.
Fear is overcome. Hesitation is overcome. It's not overcome by motivation. It's overcome by discipline. I'm scared, I'm afraid, I'm nervous, I'm hesitant, I'm not sure if I want to do this, I'm second guessing, all those little things. They're just overridden by one thing and one thing only, discipline. And that's what it's going to take. That is the discipline.
When he lost courage, he would recite it. And it would give him what he needed to keep going. Out of the night that covers me black as the pit from pole to pole, I think whatever God there may be for my unconquerable soul, the fell collective circumstance, I have not cried aloud. Under the bludgeonings of fate, my head is bloody, but unbowed. Beyond this place of wrath and tears looms but the shadow of the shade. Yet the menace of the years finds and shall find me unafraid. It matters not how straight the gate, how punishment charged the scroll, I am the master of my fate. I am the captain of my soul.
What got me to this point was I was just the opposite of what I am today. I was that guy who ran away from absolutely everything that I got in front of me.
What pain have you gone through that has turned into suffering? It's the relationship where someone's unfaithful and you end a relationship that you thought was great. That is painful. But suffering is 3 years down the road and still saying, can't trust a man, can't trust a woman. It's the same thing when it comes to money. It's the same thing when it comes to business. What pain have you experienced in your past that you didn't process, that you didn't learn from, and now it's just this suffering mechanism that wakes you up, keeps you thinking, is when you're alone in your thoughts, it pops up. It's like, hey, suffering here, let's spend some time together. It's like, no, screw you, I learned from that. I'm no longer suffering. Declare today, decide today that suffering will end. Pain is a part of our life. The more pain you have, that means the bigger you're playing the game. But we don't have to suffer. You have a choice.
Things are hard in life because this is the way that your soul evolves and grows. Think of it like a weight room. When I lift weights, and I lift weight that's easy for me, I'm not going to make any growth in my muscle. I won't. But when I start to lift things that are heavy, that are difficult, there's a lot of resistance. That's going to create tears in my muscle that eventually will start to grow back and it will develop muscle. I will increase my strength. Life is the same thing. The weight room is a microcosm of life. So I have to go through hard things. I have to go through things that put me under tension, that make me uncomfortable, that create resistance to ensure that my mind, that my soul will continue to evolve and grow. But just like with lifting weights, if it gets hard and I drop it, I let it down, I'm not going to get out of it what I could have gotten out of it. So instead, when times get hard, there may be times that you have to take a break, but do not give up.
It doesn't get any easier.
Wins don't come easy. Wins are earned. The score matters. We live in the world where everybody thinks of, you know, hey, showing up is half the battle. No, showing up is none of the battle. It's none of the battle. If showing up is half the battle, you're so far away from winning and being limitless, you're never even going to get there.
So I know it might not seem this way, but life is so much more exciting when you're disciplined and working towards something. It doesn't have to be some huge life goal. It's anything that just gets you out of bed in the morning. Something that gives you a reason to want to chase each day. Because it feels good to improve, man. There's fucking purpose for a change. I don't know you. I don't know your current situation. But I do know if you constantly feel lost and unmotivated in your life, it's because you haven't been in motion and objects at rest stay at rest.
The problem isn't that it's hard. The problem isn't that you're scared. The problem isn't that you want to give up. The problem is you thinking it's not supposed to be like this, because it is. These obstacles are the tests you must pass to become the person you want to be. They were in the terms and conditions you didn't know you signed when you started chasing this dream of yours. So embrace the struggle. Smile at the pain, because one day you'll look back on this time as the good old days.
The differential between the people that are achieving in life and don't achieve in life isn't really their potential. What they're born with, their gifts, or anything else, is their perseverance. Always showing up. Always giving themselves a chance. Getting out of bed, coming here in the morning. Going for it, or else sweep it. Put yourself in the opportunity to get that break. But give yourself a chance. At the end of the day, it's all you're willing to do. So the more you feel against the wall, something will eventually stick.
I just wanted to be a better version of myself, and I kept looking in the mirror and envisioning what I could look like. As long as you're alive and you're strong and you can keep pushing and you stay motivated and disciplined and just stick to the grind, and most importantly, you have a plan. As long as you work, you get there one day. Something that everyone lacks nowadays is just having the consistency and the will to stay on the path, you know?
It's not what you do, it's who you are.
Yeah.
It's not what's gonna get you there, it's what's gonna keep you there. Do what's right, not what's easy. You know what I'm saying? It's not what you do, it's who you are. Like how you operate, how you treat people, how you do things. It's not what you do, it's who you are, right? It's not what got you there, it's what's gonna keep you there. Do what's right, not what's easy, right? Just how you live your life. It's certain people that live life a certain type of way. Certain people that do things a certain type of way.
If you risk nothing, you risk everything. Risk is scary, but regret is terrifying. The safe harbor of success is an illusion. In life, your rewards rarely exceed your risks. Results, respect, resilience are all on the other side of risk. Be bold in the face of your fear. Never abandon. Take risks and take what's yours.
You only got one life, guys. Again, if you work it right, you only need one.
You get all you have, you're gonna get max potential back. And then who knows what will come. That's the beautiful thing. If you don't show up, guys, you know the outcome. You'll never get the job, never get the part, never get the girl, if you don't show up. If you show up, you're putting yourself in a situation to create those opportunities.
Failures are a prerequisite to who we want to become. I cannot stress that enough. So sometimes something that seems to be a negative thing, seems to be a bad thing that is happening to us, or even a season of dormant, or even a season where we have to sit back and start to recalibrate, recoil the spring, so to speak, reconfigure where we're at. Sometimes that's right where we need to be.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You can't avoid the peaks and valleys in life. They say you can't avoid the peaks and valleys in life. Life will always have the ups and downs, so make peace with it.
How hard are you really working?
I don't know about you, but I don't encounter many people who are completely committed to their craft. In our society, where it is very unpopular to have a sickening, completely committed, dedicated work ethic, it's not the norm. I believe people who think this way don't know what it's like to push yourself to the limits, don't know what it's like to work your absolute best, give everything you have, sacrifice, commit, work hard, and that feeling of growth, of progress, of even reaching a milestone in your journey. How amazing that feels.
Consistency is even rarer than talent or enthusiasm. Every January 1st in the gym, rock open, everyone's keen to do something, they've got these new New Year's resolutions, they're all enthusiastic, and some of those people will be talented. But how many of those people end up being consistent long term?
Death is not waiting behind that door right now. Every second, you are between life and death. One day, it just stays with this. Then this is going to happen. So in the moment where you realize it could be my last action right now that I do, having this type of thought on the mind, it could be your last, hopefully, makes you wake up to really focus on the things that are important for you. Because many things are starting to fall away when somebody tells you, look, we only have one more week to live. Many problems that at the moment people are caring about, they will just disappear. Then they wake up and realize this shortness of life, how precious it actually is that we are able to be here.
Live your life the way that you want to live your life. Ladies and gentlemen, as I speak to you right now, if you had 90 days to live, how many of you will make some radical changes in your life?
If you look at Nelson Mandela, if you look at Mother Teresa, if you look at Mahatma Gandhi, who died with under 10 possessions, these people were world changers. These people were radical optimists. These people suffered because the root of the word passion means to suffer. They suffered for their dream. They suffered for their values. They suffered for their cause. They suffered for their followers. They suffered for their greatness.
Game of life are people are going to hit you. They're going to claw you. They're going to scratch you. They're going to bite you. It's just the part of life. And instead of taking everything personally, you have to see that it's like a gladiator battle and that some people are bad, some people are good, some people are not, are in between. But stop taking everything personally and try to learn from it. So if you make a mistake, what you want to do, if you have failure in life, something didn't go right, you want to have the ability to look it inward and say, what did I do wrong? And a lot of people don't have that inner strength. But if you want to be successful, if you want to get ahead in this world, you have to develop the skill. You have to be able to look at yourself as if you were somebody else, as if from the outside, and say, here's how I could improve. Here's what I did wrong the last time I did it.
Great life is in front of you. It's not behind you. What you did back there was learn the lessons to get you to where you are at this particular moment right here. Do you know, man, that you can actually mess your life completely up? You can jack it all the way up and you can turn around and get it right.
What type of reality are you even living? What type of reality are you living? Are you living a proactive reality, where you're continually problem solving and looking at all the different ways that you could manipulate, guide, or push your reality that you want in your favor? Or are you living a reactive reality, where you just continually allow what is going to happen, happen. Well, I can tell you right now, if you live in a reactive reality, you need to stop. Because if you really want to live the life of your dreams, you have got to start living a proactive reality.
So if you're in the woods and you don't know where to go, start walking. You got to start walking because the perspective is not going to change. You have to start moving forward. You have to start taking steps in order to improve your vision, improve your perspective, change your perspective, make some kind of progress. And worst case scenario, you figure out that you walked the wrong direction. Okay, now you can walk in the other direction. And that's going to be fine. But standing there lost and not doing anything is just waiting to die, waiting to starve to death. Don't let that happen.
In yourself, it means you become accountable for everything that happened, because it's the only way to improve. It's the only way to see real progress. If you're constantly blaming something else for your circumstances, it means you're giving up the opportunity to be in control. It might not be your fault, but it's your job to make the most of every situation and do the best with what you have. So do it. Take responsibility for all of it, because that's when things start to get good.
Change happens when the pain of staying the same becomes greater than the pain of making a change.
What you realize is a lot of the things that you feared or hated or were embarrassed about as a child end up being the genesis of the things that you're most proud about as an adult.
Be careful what you aim at. What you aim at determines the way the world manifests itself to you. And so if the world is manifesting itself in a very negative way, one thing to ask is, are you aiming at the right thing?
So many people are suffering in comfort, meaning they're constantly trying to add things, even though they're suffering in their life. Prison of our minds, the prison of the emotions we don't want to feel, the prison of feeling like we're less, the prison of feeling like my life doesn't matter, the prison of not having a sense of direction, the prison of feeling invisible. And I believe suffering comes from a place in our life where we're not pursuing our dreams, we're not pursuing our potential.
I guarantee that there are people that have been sitting on an idea for more than a decade, sitting on a dream for over 10 years, and that's horrible. That's where dreams die, that's where ideas die, that's where projects die. So write down the top three things you need to do, and then you go do those three things. Imagine if you wrote down the three things you need to do tomorrow, and then tomorrow you woke up and you did them. And then imagine if you did that for 5 years, where would you be in life?
You gotta quit negotiating the price. Right now, make the decision that any price is worth it as long as it's legal, ethical, and moral for you to make your family proud of you, for you to make your dream happen. Stop negotiating the price. This negotiation you keep doing in your mind, is this really where I'm supposed to be? Is this what I'm supposed to be doing? It steals all your energy, it steals your focus. But those of you that get laser focused, become totally immersed in your dream, that know those babies of yours, your parents, guess what? They're worth the sacrifice. You spend the rest of your life worrying about what everybody thinks about you, someday you'll never have to worry about it again, because when you die, nobody will remember you were here.
You lose friends. Well, you're gonna lose the friends who don't want the best for you. Those are the friends you want in 10 years? I mean, you lose friends. Well, maybe you gain new friends. Maybe you gain better friends. Or maybe, miracle of miracles, your friends pick up their mess too and move forward. But you have to contemplate the price you pay for inaction.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money. But nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Yeah, it excites me. I think that's the difference is that when I have self-doubt, it excites me because it's like, okay, well, you know, this is a challenge. You know, let's see. I don't know if I can do it in that, but I'm going to find out.
What can happen if we decide, I'm going to see what happens when I decide that I am qualified. What happens when I decide for myself that I'm going to do something different?
Even when it's cold outside, even when it's raining, even when it's just too difficult to get out of bed, the person that has the ability to get up and stay focused and consistent is a disciplined motherfucker.
Change isn't for those who need it. It's for those who want it. Translation, it's all about willingness. Willingness born out of a desire to survive, I suppose, but also pain. You don't have to be in pain to change. You don't have to hit rock bottom in order to make alterations to your life. Change is always within your grasp if you can summon the willingness to ask for it.
Stop worrying about what these people think about you. Live your dream. Worry about the people you love. And by the way, I know some of the very people you're doing it for are the ones not supporting you. They're the ones telling you to quit. Just do it anyway.
I want to tell you this. What you focus on is what you will feel. If you change your focus, you will change what you feel, and it will change your life.
You're in this job you hate, and it's 10 years from now. How does that look? Think about that. You already know you're in a little hell. You know perfectly well it's going to get worse. Which is more frightening? Action or inaction?
My brain can feel a certain way, but it's not going to choose how I behave all the time. I just can't let it do it anymore. I'm going to have setbacks, I know. But if I'm feeling bad, that doesn't mean I'm doing bad. That doesn't mean I am bad. That doesn't mean that I can't still take some action. Because, yeah, nothing changes and nothing changes, man. That in order for something to change, there needs to be change.
Allow yourself to be more open and more vulnerable, because what is hidden cannot be healed. It is in the light and the sharing and the trust and the vulnerability that together we get better.
And we will fight. And in fighting, we will win. And if not the battle, and if not the war, we will win because our spirit, it will never surrender. And that is the ultimate victory, to hold your head high. And even in the face of inescapable defeat, to stand and to fight. That is to win. And when bad things are happening, I am going to try and be the one good thing.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February.
Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
People only root for others at two times.
A leaf falls off the tree in winter, but if you stay planted, spring comes around again, don't it? And what happens to a tree every year? When spring comes, you grow another ring, you get stronger. So the strongest trees in the world aren't in the toughest dirt. They're in the strongest winds. They stand tall.
Let me share something else with you, ladies and gentlemen. When you know within yourself that there's something you want to do, and I believe that all of us were born with a purpose, that all of us have something that we are supposed to do, that all of us have some goodness within us, and that goodness gives us a responsibility to manifest our greatness. And when you know that, you can feel it in your guts, and you know that you're deliberately operating below your potential, you've gotten comfortable, you stop expanding, you stop stretching, you stop challenging yourself. Let me share something else with you. Not only is it possible for you to have your dream, but it's necessary.
The hardest part about change is not making the same choice as you did the day before. And the moment you decide to make a different choice, you're going to feel uncomfortable because you're stepping from the known into the unknown. So some people would rather cling to their self-pity than take a chance and possibility. They'd rather tell the story of their past instead of telling the story of their future. They'd rather believe in their past instead of believe in their future.
What have you learned about how to deal with and overcome fear?
Go. Go. When all that fear that's in your head, all the what ifs and the scenarios that you create inside your own mind that are way worse than anything that is actually going to happen, they all disappear when you go. So just take action and start moving forward. That is the moment that can last a million years, is waiting to go.
And here's what's interesting about difficult. It's only difficult when it's unfamiliar, but the longer you deal with difficult, it becomes a new word, normal. So what used to be your darkest day is now just a Tuesday. Why? Because you got stronger. And so I just want you to know your past is proof that your future is bright, because I promise you, whatever is difficult in front of you, your personal growth hinges on how you see it. You might see it as difficult today, but it could become normal next week. And it all comes down to how you think about it.
There's going to be moments where you want to quit. There's going to be moments where nothing is working. There's going to be moments where you've had failure after failure after failure in a row, and you're wondering whether any of this was worth it, or if you have the chops, or whether you're capable of achieving what you want to achieve. There is no solution. I'm only here because I did everything I possibly could to just keep going.
The bar for excellence has never been so low. Most of your competition quits after the first sign of difficulty because they've never known what hard feels like. If it's hard for you, it's hard for everyone, and most people avoid hard things, which is why you can beat most people by just trying.
I think about greatness from this standpoint. Greatness is the most loneliest thing that you'll ever do, but it's the most consistent thing that you have to commit to, because that's what greatness is. Greatness is inspiring those that hope is lost. I'm gonna tell you the honest God and truth. You talking about greatness. Greatness, bro. Stack them top of each other day after day, month after month, surgery after surgery, up after up, down after down. And boy, we persevere. Greatness ain't no one phase. Man, you know how many times I failed? Keep on living.
See, we all have some stuff that we've been given. And I don't think that it's optional for us to sit on what we have. See, if you're sitting on what you have, what you've been given, I think everybody's been given something to bring to the planet.
that only you can do that. Only you can perform that. Only you can initiate that activity. And if you don't do that, if you're not filling in your life with your life work or your mission, then there are gaps in your life. And what we do when we're not living out our true identity, we...
Like, genuinely, you need to just shut up, okay? And I say that with love. You need to shut up, put your head down, and do the work. Because at this stage in your journey, and there's going to be a long period, I'm not going to sugarcoat it, there's going to be a long period where all you're doing is just putting your head down, not talking to anyone, not telling everyone about what you're going to do and how you're going to do it, and just doing the work.
Because the mind wants to have control over you. You need to have control over your own mind. Your mind is going to always guide you in a spot that wants to make you feel comfortable and nice and secure. And it's in those spots that there's no growth. Without friction, there's no growth. So that's what I constantly preach about. You have to get outside that comfort zone to find that every day of your life.
You can change your life in one decision. I can get drunk, drive in a car, and change my life forever, right? It can happen like that. But it can happen just like that the other way. It's just that the outcome's delayed. That's the only difference.